You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Okay, next mitzvah. Shlo nitba chayv me'ani she'in lo b'mali froa. There's one very interesting thing. Let's read to the chinuch quickly. I want to get to the last piece of the minchas chinuch here. Very interesting last piece of the minchas chinuch. She'nimno milidvoa chayv min halayva be'eish she'neda she'ino yochol nifroa chayv l'fi she'in lo. She'nemar lo siya lo kin no she'. So as he points out, this word noshe has a double meaning. It means you're not allowed to bite him and take ribbis, but you're also not allowed to bite him, to pressure him to pay back. V'daki zos hamenia tachvul gam ken shorla havas b'ribbis l'yisra. Let's continue. Mishorshe ha-mitzvah liknos lano midas ha-chesed v'achania v'achem u'keshiyu kavuos Lanu, as near ruin like a boss at Toiva, the Yerushalem Chavit Hashem is Baruch, Banu, Shechavit Hashem is Baruch, Lahidi Balam Hazer Balam Haba. So once again, we're doing all this tzedakah and all this chesed in order that we should be good people and Hashem should do good for us. This seems to be the chinuch's approach with all these mitzvahs. Once again, it seems that his idea is don't think you're doing this mitzvah, so to speak, for the sake of this poor guy. This poor guy somehow will make it one way or the other. But you're doing it in order to engender or in order to increase your goodness. Listen to this halacha. V'yadeir she'ein lo she'asar la'avar l'funav she'ne'emar lo siya lo kenosha. Ma she'amru gam kevim mechilta lo siya lo kenosha she'lo yira lo just very interesting. Because the normal nature of a person is, oh, that guy's going to be at the party, I'm going. He's the one who should be embarrassed, not me. But here, it's the exact opposite, right? I can't go to the party because my debtor will be there and he may be embarrassed. So it's very interesting that the creditor not only cannot pursue him, but he has to go out of his way to avoid him. So normally you'd think that the guy who owes the money has to go out of his way to avoid the other guy. Here it's fascinating. The creditor has to go out of his way to avoid the debtor. Not only can he not pursue him, but he has to go out of his way to avoid him. And someone who goes ahead and pressures his friend, knowing that he doesn't have anything, and is doing this in order to... Now, what does that mean, Tovei Kedei Letzara? He's doing it because he thinks that if he pressures him, the guy will somehow scramble and come up with the money. That doesn't seem to be what Letzara is. Is that what Letzara is? Letzara means, I'm not getting paid back. But at least this guy should feel bad, right? So I'm not sure when you're over the love. Do you have to have the wrong intent to be over the love or not? Right? First of all, I don't know why he adds that. And secondly, I want to know, is this mitzvah only letzarai, or is this mitzvah in any scenario? Because what does he add letzarai? Meaning a guy could say, you know, I know he doesn't have the money, but I know that if I pressure him enough and embarrass him enough, he'll get a second job, he'll borrow from his rich relative, someone will get the money. So if you know that the guy somehow could scramble to get the money, is it still usher to pressure him? Or is it only usher to pressure him if you know he cannot come up with the money? So let's read through the Minchas Chinuch quickly. Shenimnu. Ayin Ram Perk Alchem of Allah Chabez. Umashikos of Rav Mechaber. The Asul Avar Lefana. Ayin Ganken Shom Halacha Gimu. But Mitzia Ayin Hamad Beis. Ubaloshin Aram Mavur, the im Tavoy over Belosase. Vim over Lefonov Aina over Raki Surahu. Interesting, even though there's an Isser to be over Lefonov, the law of your only over if you actually pressure him. Well, let me read you a Rambam quickly. Kohanoge Sesa'ani, Vyodea She'ein Lo, Mayak Sulo, over Belosase, Shinemar, Lo Sia Lo Kinoisha. Umitzvah Saseh Lingoshes Hanachri, Lahatzer Lo, Shenemar Sanachri Tigos. Mipiashmo Lamdu Shizu Mitzase.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of chaperoning.
That's what it says. Now it's interesting. Halacha Beis is saying that if you know Gesim, you pressure him, you're over a lot. Now in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Osu la'adam laharas l'bal choyve bizman shiodeh she'in lo. He says, Osir. Halacha Gimel says, Osir to go and appear in front of him, or to be seen together with him, or for him to see you. So the Minchas Chinuch learns in the Rambam, an interesting diuk, that the actual lav itself requires you to go ahead and be toveya him. Besides that, there's a separate iser la'avur l'fanav. So I'm not sure what that iser is. The iser d'oraisa, iser d'rabbanan. Seems like it might only be iser d'rabbanan.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Where does it say that? Who says that? Interesting.
It's like
Lisachmo. Well, Lisachmo needs a mice, you're right. So interesting. Lokziak, Lokanosha also needs a mice. So the question is, if you go ahead and are you like on this? So if Machlokas Rambam Raver, are you like on Lisachmo, right? Even if you do a mice.
Oh, if it's a lot of mice or not. If it's just the chmido, the desire, then it's a lot of mice. But if you need the kniyas achifes, then.
Now, if you hold that the lav does not require you to grab something, but here the lav is tovei him bepeh, would you get malchus just being by tovei him bepeh or not? What do you think?
If it was just to be tovei
him? Yeah, just to, is there any way you get malchus if all it is to be tovei him bepeh? Because in general the Gemara says anything bepeh is not as lav shem b'maisa. Except chutz, where Rabbi Yochanan says, chutz mi gimel, right? Tamura, Makala, and what's the name? The Zomdus. Right. Okay, let's continue. Vim Avar Lufan of Eno Avaraki Suruhu, Ein Shem Belecha Mishnah. Vine Haramba Rav Machaber Kasu, Deim Yodea She'en Lo. This is what I found fascinating, this short discussion. They seem to say you're over love if you know he doesn't have. What happens if you have a suffix whether he has? Vechenu B'shokhanar Choshmish and Simon Sadi Zayinam and Beis. Vinira Pasha Dalav Hu im Ain Lo. Vim Hamalva Masup. Very interesting. I don't know if the guy can pay me back or not. You know?
Hello.
What is there an issue if you're not sure? Yam Kain Asr. So he says that would be Asr to Lidvor Misofik. Kichol Sveka Dorais Lachumra. O Minatora O Midarabana. Vixas Sorach Ina O Shachanon Shakosav. Davke Im Yodea. The Leinian Yisr Be'en Yodea. Nami Osir. The Efshar Daratora Lo Osir Klal Be'in Yodea. Ki Ein Adam Yodea Matmanov Shokhavero. Vim Kain Barov Pamim Lo Yidvenu. Al Kain Ein Isir Klal Rak Be Yodea She'en Lo. V'chola Ishim Uzhar Malzeh. U'mashe Kazor Mechaber Dezeh Halav Koylel Mitzvah Ribbis. Ayein Bedinei Ribbis Barichos. Le'inyan Tshuva Havele Me'aver Shibin Adam Lachavero U'pashat. You need to ask Mechila for this if you were no sholof. So what do you think about this question? I don't know if the guy has money. Would you be over the Isser of Losiela Kenosha? Would you say it's a regular Sfek of the rest of the Chumra? Maybe he doesn't have him over or not?
It's a mitzvah for the other guy to be Perea, so you can do it so he can be into his mitzvah.
What's that, like being super firm? I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for your soul, right? That guy. This is hurting me more than it's hurting you, that one. First of all, is there a mitzvah to be parechov?
Yeah, sure.
No, what's the mocker?
So
it's a famous machlokes. Gemara Ksuvos Pei Vav Amud Aleph says, mitzvah.
But Matnos say actually takes an absolute Gemara
there. Right. But the Gemara says, Prius Bachav mitzvah. So where do we know that from? So fascinating, Rashi, Ksuvos Pei Vav Amud Aleph says, Hin Tzedek. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia Mem Tes Amud Aleph that says, whatever a person says in a business deal, he must keep. He doesn't have to keep it, meaning you can't force him in Bezdin to follow through on just words. but he must do it halachically because hin tzedek. Hein shalcha tzedek. Your yeses and your noes have to be kept. So therefore, if a person borrows money with a commitment to pay back, he must pay back the chayv based on hin tzedek. However, there's a Mordechai that's brought down. I forget where the Mordechai is, that says, and you should know if you don't pay down, you're also over the Isser of Lois Sigzal. And if you pay it back, you're Mekayim, Ve'eshiv HaSagzila Shagazal. Very interesting that that not paying a Havo would be a Din Gezel. Would there be an Afkamina between one of the two?
Where's the Mais Sigzala? So if it came to
that's
you,
a problem. I don't know what my Sigzala is.
You refrain from paying for it still.
Although, you know the famous Rashi at the beginning in Sanhedrin? Very famous Rashi at the beginning in Sanhedrin. Where it says, Dine Mamros Peshlosha, Gezelos Vechavolos Peshlosha, the Mishnah. And Rashi says, Gezelos, Kaifer Bepikadah. Right, but Kaifer Bemilza, the Gemara says, is not. The Gemara becomes says, Kaifer Bepikadah is Gezel. Kaifer Bemilza is not. Because the Gemara beginning, at the beginning of Bar Metzia says, someone's Kaifer Bemilza, it might just be, Ishtamute Kamishtamit Bineh. But nevertheless, the Mordechai is talking about a case where the guy says, I'm not paying. The guy says, I'm not paying. It seems the Mordechai holds, it's over in Israel, like Sigzal. It should be an interesting nafkamina. Can a guy be typhus? If a guy owes him money, can you be typhus from him? So if the mitzvah is just hin tzedek to pay back, I'd say it's very difficult to be typhus because the guy owes me money. But if he's mamash over like Sigzal, like Zela, Lachori, you could be typhus from the other fellow.
Say if the source is hin tzedek, you can't collect the loan. No right.
You can collect it, but you can't be typhus it yourself.
You have to go to Bezdin.
You have to go to Bezdin, right? Or you think a guy could grab it himself?
I don't know what the difference is. Once you go to Bezdin, why can't you grab it?
What?
Once you go to Bezdin, why can't you grab it? Once you have a right to collect, you have a right to collect. Why would you distinguish it?
Bezdin has to give you the right to collect, don't they?
I don't know. They give you the right to collect. You go to Bezdin because you have a right to collect. Now I want Bezdin to enforce my right.
Question is, Bezdin says to the guy, pay. The guy says, no. I don't know. It's interesting. Maybe then, for sure, everyone say you have a little Sigzal. I don't know. But it's interesting to say what the gather is the Priyas Chayv mitzvah. Is it a hint said that goes losing what? So that's a whole Sugya Bava Kama. The Sugya Bava Kama says that if you're going to lose,
right.
If the guy is a hefsid, then Adam Dan Dini L'Nafshek.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.